International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and your words to work for you and to bring about the life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am Constance Arnold, your most gracious host. And today I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of Southern flavor from truly hot Atlanta, Georgia. Guess what? I'm so grateful that you've joined me today from all over the world. And as I say every Sunday, it is a setup. The Spirit of God has attracted you here so that you can receive revelation, motivation, inspiration, but more importantly, strategies and techniques that you can begin to implement in your life. When? Now. Well, how are you doing? I hope that you're having a great week. As I said, it is hot, Atlanta. It's been very hot and humid here, but I am grateful and all is well. Well, so excited about my very special guest today, rising star Lee Higginbottom, and she is an author, fitness model, trainer, mother, speaker, and spiritual teacher. And she is going to be sharing with us about an optimistic guide to life, fitness, and higher wisdom. And you should see her body. She has four children, so I'm really excited about what you're going to learn. But I have a couple of announcements. I want to share with you guys what happened to me this week and how you can just take really small things to manifest in your life. Two things happened to me. Went to my office and I noticed there were like four little yellow flowers, and I had never noticed them before. And I said to one young lady who was waiting for me, I said out loud, "Wow, those are the most beautiful yellow flowers that I've ever seen." So I went in my office and got busy, and there was some problems with the air conditioning. And then another young lady came in with her son, and she said, "Miss Constance, I need to talk to you for a minute." And she talked to me. Her son was about 3 years old. And she said, "I need to take him to the doctor." I said, "Go ahead and we can rearrange a session for next week." So I went in my office and then she came back in and she said, "Miss Constance, I don't know why, but my son wanted to pick you these five yellow flowers." And to me, that was a major sign from God saying to me, "You see, Constance, all you need to do is put your mind on what you want, decide what you want, notice, put your attention on it. And what are the chances of this child who I've never met bringing me those flowers in?" So that's one example. And I'm just sharing this so you can begin to shift and change your attention and begin to put it only on what you desire. Secondly, I guess about 2 weeks ago, I was driving, and on this particular day, I was driving by the airport, and I looked up at an airplane because, you know, it is the busiest airport in the world, and I said to myself, "I wonder where that airplane is going," and then I said, "Wow, I am really ready to go on a trip somewhere in the Caribbean that's close where I can be around blue water." I dismissed it from my mind. This week, someone called me and said, "I want to gift you 50,000 1,000 sky miles to go anywhere in the world that you want to go. But what ended up happening was we realized that there was a price attached to that. So what this person did, who had no idea that I had even been thinking about a trip by Blue Water, she gave me the equivalent in money of what 50,000 sky miles would be. And guess what? I am on my way to the Bahamas, first class, already got my ticket, don't know where I'm going to be staying yet, trying to make up my mind. So any of my listeners in the Bahamas, email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com and just kind of let me know where, just some luxury places might be that I can stay. I've been there about 10 times, but just looking for something different. But can you see how I just thought about I'm ready to go on a trip? And so I want you to begin to just put your attention on what you want and what you desire, and just release it and allow God, the Spirit, the universe to manifest in miraculous ways. So I just wanted to share those quick things with you. And God is no respecter of person. Anyone who will work the law, because a law is something that works every time, and the law is one of faith. The law is one of good. Every day I get up and I said, I have a confident expectation of good and God manifesting boldly in my life today. All right, the second thing, my goodness, are you coming to my conference on August 14th, 15th, and 16th? It's going to be a transforming, strategic, breakthrough workshop in miracles. How many of you need a miracle? Let me see your hands. Then you should be here. And as I said earlier, on the 14th, we're just having a meet and greet. But if you have to work, you don't have to be at that meet and greet. You can come in early Saturday morning. All of my people who live in South and North Carolina, in Alabama, in Tennessee, in Mississippi, in Arkansas, you can drive to this conference with some of your friends. And you don't have to stay at the Western Peachtree Plaza. Someone said, well, I can't afford that. There are so many hotels that you can stay at. And so, you know, like I did, make up your mind that I'm coming. I don't know how, and let the Spirit download that manifestation for you. And guess what? Peter Adams is going to be there with me. And of course, you know, Peter is going to be teaching on how to create the life of your dreams. He's going to be using his visualization system for manifestation. And guess what? He's going to be giving you, listen to this, his free visualization system study guide. I'm looking at it right now. It is so awesome. It's beautiful, has great pictures. It's valued at $190. So you're going to be getting that free. I mean, it's worth that, you know, just to get that free. You're going to be having one-on-one time with us. That means that we're going to be sitting next to you and saying, no, I think you need to wait and do this during the last 30 days, or you need to include this in your customized plan. Now, you tell me, what other workshop have you ever attended where you received one-on-one assistance? And that's why I kept it to 30 to 50 people, because I wanted to be able to really give that to you. You're going to have specific action steps, how to's for the next 30 days. And for those of you who decide to take the VIP package, you'll have a 30-minute session after you get back home. So we're going to be helping you to decide, what do you want? Where do you want to go? What do you want your life to look and feel like? And that step-by-step process. So you need to go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com and then just click on the button that says learn more. And we do have a payment plan for you. And just would love to see you in person. We have people coming from all over, like I said, from the UK. And my client last year from Tokyo would come, but it's only 2 days. And I'm going to be doing something probably on a week-long basis for people who live so far away. But one lady from the UK says that I'm ready for a change. So if you're ready for change, I'm going to be looking for you here in Atlanta. Additionally, of course, you know, you can go to my website to find my products. Man, those affirmations are so good. I have prosperity affirmations. I am. My self-love affirmations. If you're looking for love, you can download my ebook in Kindle on how to attract genuine love in your life, etc. And so I am excited. I'm excited about what's happening in your life. I'm excited about your manifestations. And of course, you can email me at Constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com and just let me know what's going on in your life. So many of you are sending just messages of thank you so much. And, you know, I'm just so grateful for that, because the purpose of this program and my purpose is to serve. Folks, that's what it's all about. So we're going to go to these quick commercials, and then I'm going to be right back with my very special guest. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network, heard by millions worldwide through 38 internet radio stations and in over 135 countries. Come join us on Facebook for your daily dose of inspiration and action that reveals the secret within you. You can find us at facebook.com/Law of Attraction Radio Network. That's facebook.com/Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams? Imagine partnering with a coach that can help you manifest extraordinary success. Constance Arnold has been a licensed therapist and coach for over 25 years and has successfully worked with more than 10,000 clients. Constance will help you clarify your goals, eliminate self-defeating beliefs, and create strategic plans to manifest your dreams. Constance offers a variety of coaching packages, pay-as-you-go, half-yearly, and yearly coaching. Contact Constance today for guaranteed coaching that produces extraordinary and permanent results. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
It's here, it's hot, and it's a must read. It's the science behind The Law of Attraction magazine. Every issue brings you great articles and in-depth how-tos from all your favorite Law of Attraction experts, authors, scientists, and medical professionals. Go to lawofattractionmagazine.net. That's lawofattractionmagazine.net.
I am back, and I'm really excited about my guests. Today, my very special guest is rising star Lee Hickenbottom. She's an author, fitness model and trainer, mother, speaker, and spiritual teacher. I'm tired just saying all of that. And her latest book is And Still I Smile, An Optimistic Guide to Life Fitness and Really Obtaining Wisdom. She has Been featured as a model on such magazines as Oxygen and Muscle and Fitness Hers, among many others. She currently lives in Florida. She has four children. And if you take a look at her online, you're going to say, no way. But she's going to be sharing with us some just powerful, life-changing information. So, Lee Hickenbottom, welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Hey, Constance, thank you for having me. I appreciate this time.
You're not only beautiful outside, but you're beautiful inside. And when we spoke before, you just have such a servant spirit. And I believe that you have information that will really change the lives of listeners all over the world, because, you know, obesity and health and vitality and just being, you know, walking in that spirit of well-being is really what people desire. So share a little bit about your own journey. How did you get interested in fitness, etc.? And then I got some great questions for you.
Sounds great. I got interested in Texas and fitness while I was living in Texas. I was raised in Texas. There was a girlfriend of mine. We both always exercised, and she was like, we're night and day. She was blonde, tall, blue eyes, very toned, and I was, you know, short, this beautiful cocoa skin. And but also very toned, and at the time she was modeling, and I was like, wow, her body's awesome, but my body's really amazing, you know. And so I was like, I know if she could do it, I could do it. So when I was in Texas, I came to Florida. I met up with a supplement company, mm-hmm. Based out of Orlando, Florida, and I started being their spokesmodel. And from that point, I was seen in a lot of the ads, and then the publisher, which was my mentor before he passed, Bob Kennedy, decided to put me in his publications. And I've been there ever since, and now I have the opportunity, as of last August, to open my own publication for women trying to live a better and healthier lifestyle.
And, you know, when I look at your body, I just said, wow. I mean, every picture, I'm like, wow. And I've been working out for 30 years. It's quite an encouragement. So let's get started. You know, people, I get questions from all over the world about money, about attracting love, but a lot about weight. So let's talk about food and discipline.
Definitely. We'll start with discipline. Discipline. No. discipline, first off, that's something, first and foremost, you're going to have to want, anybody, you know, if we have a goal, if I want to be a certain weight and have my body look a certain way, the only way my body's going to get there is if I put in the work. And then we have this system that I've noticed here, to where when things such as New Year's comes around, people decide, okay, that's the time I'm gonna be serious about my health and serious about my life, yet it lasts for 2 weeks to a month, and that's not real dedication. So you have to be willing to give and put in 110% to yourself and desiring to do it for yourself and not from any, because someone else says, you know, this will probably help you, or I'd like you better if. It has to come from within, and it has to be for you, from you.
Well, you know, Lee, you know, a lot of people want to lose weight, but they said, Constance and Lee, I just don't have the discipline. So should they start with small baby steps? What would that look like? And I think desire is really the operative word that you shared.
Yeah, you know, starting with baby steps, definitely. It's bringing back up the food that you also asked about. 80% of it is what you feed your body. that's your gas for that's fuel for your car. Your car is your body, your temple. So you have to pay attention to what you put into it, because your body, you know, if you drive a car that takes premium gas and you put in unleaded, your car is going to drive differently, and you'll hear the sound, and it's going to wind up tearing up the car instead of helping it to maintain a long, healthy, you know, life and stuff. The same thing goes with the food we put in our body. So you can feed yourself nutritious type of carbs and vegetables and proteins, or we can just and they're, you know, healthy fats, of course, but, or we can just feed the body junk. So it's even something as simple as changing what you put in your, to your body is a start. And that's not even you taking a step in, inside of the gym or walking outside yet. So it's important to start with something little, even if it is, again, the foods, finding healthy choices. And then I myself recommend, I'm big on visualization. So if your body's a certain weight and you, for instance, want to lose 50 pounds, see your body 50 pounds less. So even though you might physically, when you wake up in the morning, see this, you know, yourself 50 pounds overweight, see yourself, know within yourself, feel yourself lighter, 50 pounds lighter, and visualize what that body looks like, exactly the details, how you feel, how radiant you are, how grateful you are, all the fun you're having, those nice dresses, those nice jeans or whatever, you know, the clothes, clothing you types like to wear and stuff. But visualizing is very important as well, too.
And
that's a small step. Takes two to five minutes.
2 to 5 minutes of visual. And so, Lee, what about sweets? I mean, you know, because that's just so major. I was in Whole Foods the other day, and I passed by something that I used to eat, and I just licked at my tongue at it and said, nah, 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 nah. It was something sweet. You know, I was like, thank God I've overcome that, because I just made a decision from a place of love that I'm not going to put that in my body. What about people who just say, I just love bread and sweets?
Yeah, well, bread and sweet are good in moderation. Even when I myself am trying to change my body, I'll have it to where once a week I'll have, you know, if I like chocolate cake, I like chocolate ice cream and caramel and all that stuff, I'll have a cheat meal. But I don't make that meal every day, and that one meal is a meal and not a full day worth of eating junk food. I'm rewarding my body at the end of the week for eating so healthy, which actually winds up shocking your body, and your body's like, whoa, you're eating the total opposite. So I do still recommend people having sweets. If you're a person that eats sugar like every single day, like junk foods, try to change it over to fruit, natural sugar, because that assimilates better in our body. It's natural, and it's not processed and all that good stuff. But as far as like the junk type foods, the cheat meals and cheat foods, do that once a week as a reward. Your body will appreciate it. You will appreciate it, because you'll say, hey, okay, I'm losing weight, or I'm maintaining this weight, but I'm still able to eat my favorite dessert. So.
I love that you do have a cheat day. And so I want to go back to visualization, because, you know, our subconscious is impacted by images, by feelings. So what would a person do? You said they would take 2 to 5 minutes and see themselves at the weight that they desire.
That's right. So what I do when if I'm training a lady, at the end of our session, I'll make sure that we do a meditation. That meditation is literally a 5-minute visualization. So what you do is you see yourself exactly how, you know, maybe you had for me it was a pre-pregnancy look that I had. So I would always see, I know what that body looks like, you know, before I had, you know, my 4 girls. So I know what that body looks like. So I myself would sit there and visualize in my head, I'd see my body perfect at that weight. I see the tonus. I see, for me, I like a little bit of abs, so I'll see like the definition in my stomach. I'll see the softness but fullness of my legs and so on. You go into the details of it, and then you feel like, wow, this feels good. I feel really light. I feel loved. I really love myself like this. I'm so grateful. I love this body. I love this body. And I'm saying at the same time, I'm saying, thank you, body. Thank you. Thank you. And having gratitude at the same time during this visualization. And then also telling your subconscious, thank you for working in harmony with you, the conscious, for getting this body. But you see it, you have to see it clearly, just like when your eyes are open, you have to be able to see that with your eyes closed. And you can reach it takes practice, but it's possible.
Right, right. And what about negative words that you speak over your body? I've heard people say, oh, I just hate my thighs. I just hate
negate
my
it.
Butt.
Mm-hmm. Negate it right away, because that is energy. And what you do is you bring on more stuff that you hate. And I wrote about that in a different book. And it's like, if you sit there, you know, what I said is, if I sat there, for me, one of my areas is my thighs. And if I focused on all that extra chub sitting on my thighs, I'm only going to add more and bring in that experience of adding more weight to that area, because I'm so focused. My energy isn't focused on losing weight. My energy is actually focused on the what I have there, and maybe a fear of gaining more of it. So, and if you wind up negative talking the body, automatically say something positive. You know, I love this body. This body is perfect. It's filled with vitality. It's whatever. If it's slender or it's healthy, it's vibrant. Negate it right away. So it's a way to get out of it, but it's not good. You want to always feed positive thoughts. It's like the body's has mostly a lot of water. So it's like programming, and just like the subconscious, your body listens. So we got to feed it love. We got to feed it love. And the same, you know, goes with the food and stuff. So it's very important to negate any, to first off not say anything negative about your own body. And then second, if you do, which might happen at some point, then just negate it.
Well, you know, I said, and I didn't know what I was doing at, you know, I'm a baby boomer and I'm in my 50s. And so at 21, out of vanity, I said, I'm going to be fine, fabulous, and awesome at 50. I would say that every day. I didn't know what I was doing. I was actually speaking to my body on a cellular level.
That's right.
And it hurt it.
That's right.
And so in my 50, and I'm not bragging, it's nothing but the truth, my mother's genes, and, you know, and then, you know, my own discipline and you know, and just the grace of God on my life. But I didn't know what I was doing when I was saying that. I said it every day for 30 years.
Good job. And that's why you're fabulous.
And so I'm just saying to the ladies and gentlemen, do not talk negative about your body. Really praise your body for serving you.
Exactly.
Right. And so, you know, you mentioned loving yourself, and I really want you to speak on this, because what does loving yourself and believing in yourself have to do with having a great body and vitality and health and well-being?
Believing in yourself and loving yourself, it's like your body, going back to the talking, same thing as thoughts. Thoughts, speaking, our actions, our body feeds, our energy feeds off of this stuff. And so loving yourself, if you love yourself, so I might have a little chunk here and there. I have scars, and I tell people this, they might not be able to see them, but I know where they are because it's my body. I have scars all over my body. But I would not change my body for the world. I have come to a place to where I accept and genuinely love those scars and stories behind those scars. And when it comes to loving yourself, so you can be at an, you know, 10 pounds, 15, just any size weight over, for instance. And if you're loving yourself, it's a lot easier to lose the weight if you're already in a flow of grace or the grace of love, than being a more searching for that love outside of yourself, not having the self-love to where you're codependent on someone loving you, and your energy is totally not focused on you. It's focused on an outside world to achieve the results that you want. So I just really believe that if you believe in yourself, and I've written this in this book, you know, there are many times people told me I couldn't do something. And the reason why I was able to do what they said I could not do is because I believed in myself and I know my capabilities, not from their experiences of what they think or how they feel from their experiences, but of who I know I am. And, you know, because I do love myself and I'm going to dedicate to doing this and I believe in what I'm capable of doing. So you have to be able to believe that you're able to drop down to whatever size. And it's just like, again, if you don't have that belief factor when it comes to reaching a goal, even outside of weight loss, if you've already stumbled. You've already stopped yourself because you don't believe in yourself. So how's that energy going to flow to you where everything that you experience is validating the reason why you should be believing in yourself?
That's so power, you know, and I'm going to get to inner work in a few minutes, but Lee, what's your take on, somebody told me the other day, you know something, if I lose 10 pounds, I believe that I'll be able to attract my soulmate. And I said to her, honey, losing 10 pounds has nothing to do with you attracting your soulmate. It has to be on the inside. So what about the whole, all of the pressure on women to be thin and skinny and a size zero and all of that? How can...
Well, the good news is what I've learned over throughout the years is that even though there's still that pressure of being the skinny, people, such celebrities are coming around to where they're much more curvier now, so they're mm-hmm. thicker. So we are embracing the thicker, curvier bodies. But the pressure to be skinny is not going to bring your soulmate around. You might bring someone shallow who thinks that who's attracted to a skinny person and they're only looking for the outside. But the inner work is what's going to attract your soulmate. That has nothing to do with what your body looks like. That energy, your soul, they speak on frequencies. They're going to radiate and connect, period. But you have to be in a place to where you're ready. And if your focus is off or you're not on the same frequency as your soulmate, then you're not going to attract that soulmate anyhow, whether you're skinny, big, whatever.
Right.
It's an inside job.
So true. So speaking of inside, let's talk about some of the inside work that people can do that can not only help them with weight release or healthier body, but in every area. What about meditation and inner reflection?
Yeah. it's funny because I really believe in the power of meditation, and I'm one of the few people, I guess, that I know in my circle of people that cannot do it the standard way. I cannot sit down, sit still, and meditate. My body doesn't work like that. I meditate in motion. So if I'm doing cardio, for instance, if I'm jogging out in nature, if I'm in motion, I can, as weird as it sounds, I can zone out and focus on my inner self. I feel like chi's flowing for me, so I meditate a little bit different, but I think it's very important, and your day will change. You can tell even after 5 minutes. There's some people, you know, yogis and other people that meditate for hours and 45 minutes. All I say is at least do 5 minutes a day. If nothing else, you have that 5 minutes to focus on what you'd like, you know, for the outcome of your day, or at the end of the day, you know, the 5 minutes before, you know, you go to bed or something. I think it's very important and brings such a huge balance when our mind is going inward and we're not focused on the outside world, or we have to wash dishes, oh, I got to go do this for my kid, oh, the boss needs this ready at so-and-so. It slows your mind down from the outside world, and it causes you to focus on your inner world, and I think it is so important. And your body, you feel good mentally, physically, emotionally if you take the time to meditate, and you can tell in your experiences of what you're attracting, even from the 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes of meditation.
So true, you know. And I'm sort of like you when it comes to visualization. For me, what works, and I think that's why it's so personal for everyone.
Definitely.
When I write out, I'm a writer, so when I write something out, let's just say a vacation that I'm taking that's coming up. Mm-hmm. Once mm-hmm. I write it out, then I can visualize it. So that's the way it works for
me.
And I'm so glad you shared that. So, you know, for listeners all over the world, just sort of find out what works for you.
That's right. Tapping in your own inner self. It'll come out. Everyone's different.
So true. And so, Lee, I mean, you're an African-American woman. And so what has it been for you to really break through the stereotypes of what's normally on a magazine, if you get my drift? How have you dealt with that? And share
definitely
that with our listeners.
That's actually why I decided to launch my own women's mm-hmm. magazine. I think, and it's probably gotten a little bit better from when I first started in the industry, but it was specific, you would be able to tell how what I call political, not as in politicians, mm-hmm. but the covers were set out. There was probably an African-American, when I was doing it in the beginning, maybe once a year, twice possibly, and twice would be like if it's the girl might not even be African-American. She just might have a skin tone. She might be Spanish or something. But it just... and they figured, you know, that's what sells. That's what sells. But I felt like it wasn't. It's not true to what society has, because we do. We're such a melting pot. No matter where you are, we have so many. Even today, there's so many mixed breeds. I have Cherokee. I have Irish, and it's like it doesn't depict by showing just one ethnicity, whether they have one shade of hair or another shade of hair, but it's still the same ethnicity on every cover of each magazine. And I just felt it wasn't an accurate description of what I saw and my everyday experience. And it actually hid some of the beautiful, beautiful multicultural beauties that we have, like all over. So I realized that it was there. I saw it. I know that my mentor at the time was aware of it as well too. He tried to explain it in his way as well too, but it prompted me again to have it to where it's not about color. There's everybody. I would like for everybody to be able to relate to what they see in a magazine, whether they're Spanish, Asian, black, white. It does not matter, but not to where it's like only you will only see mostly this or mostly that. It's just, yeah. They're not picked like that. They're picked by their beauty, inner and outer beauty. And whatever shade they happen to be just happens to be whatever shade they happen to be.
So you are raising 4 children as a single mom.
Yes, ma'am.
And so how do you, you know, because I can hear my listeners saying, well, okay, I'm a single mom. I have children. I don't have time to prepare my meals and exercise. How can you do that? What are some pointers that you can give people who might be single moms? How can they really take the time to love and care for themselves through exercising and eating properly?
I would say, I mean, I've had help because I have 4 girls. I actually did have help. I had a nanny helping, which I don't know, but I've had help because my children range from right now they're 4 to 18. So, but if I need to work out, there are a couple of things, you know, depending on the age of the kids. If they're in school, there's optimum opportunity depending on your work schedule. It depends on their work schedule as well. But to either have someone, a family member or a friend, hey, can you please come help me, you know, for an hour, you know, even if that's, you know, going out in the neighborhood, walking, jogging, whatever it is you choose to do, or if it's a gym you choose to go to. And other times, it's just like if you have hired help, because I know some people do, some people don't. If you have that help, asking them to maybe come, depending on if you're a morning person or an evening person, either come a little bit earlier or stay a little later so that I have time to throw this in maybe 2 times, 3 times out of the week. It's possible, but you have to want to do it, because we'll always be able to find a reason and excuse why it's right. Not possible. But if you have it in your mind and in your heart, and that's your desire, then you're going to find a way to make it happen. Otherwise, it'll just be excuses.
Right, right. And, you know, and desire, once again, is yeah. The operative word. So how often, what's your take on how often should people exercise? And then how often do you exercise?
Okay. I recommend if they're not doing anything at all, at least doing something 3 times a week. 3 times, any days they choose or whatever, but 3 times out of a 7-day period being active. If they've been around, if they've been in the gym or been working out for years and they've been doing it for 3 days, I would actually ask them to step it up to 5 days. Mm-hmm. Your body gets used to what you do, and it does pretty quickly. So it's like, depending on if you're trying to maintain or if you're trying to drop or whoever the listeners that are trying to bulk up, I would change my routine accordingly, but I would either leave it at 3 or If I've been doing that for a while, I'd move it up to 5. I myself, it just depends, but between 5 to 6 days a week. Mm-hmm. It depends on if I have something upcoming or, you know, my mood, because sometimes I'm like, oh, well, let me just do this. it's like coffee for me, because I'm a morning person. So, like, people need their morning coffee. I feel like I need my morning, you know, my morning workout. It starts my day off great, sunshine, bubbly. The rest of the day is amazing. I'm productive.
Right. So that's so interesting. So what's your take on organic food? Should we be eating all organic? I know a lot of people say, I can't afford organic.
Yeah, that's the sad part. It really sucks that the horrible food for our body is really the cheap one, and the one that's really good for us that's made from earth and untouched other than maybe being washed or whatever is what, you know, we have to pay a fee for. But I would, if there's a choice and if you could budget, even because there are different things you can get, like if, because there's some people that eat, you know, they're vegans or non-vegans, depending on where you are in your eating lifestyle. But the more organic it is, meaning the more that nothing has been touched, there's no process, there's nobody been poking around in it, your body will always assimilate what's natural. What Earth has made untouched, your body will it'll go through your body correctly and easily, and you'll feel light. It'll have a different effect than on the processed foods and some of the processed or touched up meats and other milks and stuff that we drink that have extra stuff done to them. It's harder on the body, on the system, and it requires more work, but I do recommend it because you can feel, it's live food, it's live, so you're feeding yourself life. It's like, whoa, it's organic, I feel good, I feel light, I feel fulfilled, you know, within my spirit, within my stomach, my appetite. So I think it's just good, you know, I feel like everything's vibration. That's a great positive vibration right there. Blessing your food, no matter what, but organic, non-touched, non-processed, no chemicals, even better. But it is an expensive thing. So even if you do maybe one thing, maybe it's fruits you'll do for the week, or maybe it's vegetables, or, you know, if you do eat meat and you'll pay attention to the non-hormone animals and stuff, for those that eat meat and fish and all that stuff. I think doing at least one of them, not doing the whole thing. I hope we get to a point, and I think we will probably, it'll be a while, but to where this hike, this will be, most people will be eating more organic type foods. It's just better on the body than most.
So true. Well, let's talk a little bit about your book, And Still I Smile. So that means that you've been through some things. You've had some obstacles. You look perfect on your book, but why did you entitle your book, And Still I Smile? And what are some obstacles that you've had to overcome, and how did you do that?
I entitled that book, And Still I Smile, because usually, you know, for the many years I've been on social media and been in the fitness industry, everyone always sees me smiling, I'm playing, I'm cracking jokes, or I'm giving some positive words of inspiration, if it's on my blog, if it's on my social media or something. But then I felt like people were assuming that I was handed this golden spoon in my life, where I was like, I'm not even going to say silver. I was like, it's gold, to where nothing ever went wrong. And they're like, well, you don't understand because you've never been through it, or, oh, she's always been lucky, and luck has nothing to do with it. It's because I've been through things that I'm able to better relate to people and to have a real reason to smile, because it's more than just the stuff that I've taken for granted. I do not take for granted today. And the lessons in life I appreciate, because they've made me who I am today. So that title came about because I wanted people to understand, yes, I'm always smiling, but what you need to know is I still smile because I went through something. And so some of those, a couple of those things which are in the book, I won't give everything away because mm-hmm. I want you guys to read the book. Right. But one of the major things is, as a child, being sexually molested, which, you know, it's unacceptable, period, okay? It's not a fun thing, but it took me most of my adult life to get past, you know, the scarring that left on my soul, my mental, emotional self. And I feel like, you know, I've been through something, but because of that situation, I was less trusting of, mm-hmm. you know, adults growing up, because I was young at that age. And so as I continued, I was like, oh, okay, well, they're supposed to want the best for you or have the best and know what's better, but maybe they don't. Maybe they don't. But I tried to, from like that experience and mm-hmm. others, is what I try to do is not being a victim. There are a lot of people that get stuck in a victim state of mind. And if we stay in that place, we're always going to keep experiencing victimizing type of experiences. So for me, it's like, okay, what did I learn from this? No, this, you know, it was traumatic for me. That was something that I consider traumatic. And so, but I learned something from it, as in, okay, so not, maybe not be so naive, not to be so cold or, you know, a big wall up, but not to be so naive thinking everybody has your best, interest just because they might have the qualifications, so to speak.
Right.
But, so that was one. And then, was another one.
We're going to make the people, guess what? If they want to know of another one, they're going to have to get your book, Lee.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea.
You know,
it's a lot of good stuff in there, but you will learn more about me. And that's why I wrote this, because I wanted my readers to understand there's more to me than just the pretty images. There's more to people than just what's that first glance. So you have to take time to get to know them, to understand their journey and why they are who they are. Today, I'm happy, I'm grateful, but it's been because of everything that I've gone through, and it's helped me to be able to, again, better relate to certain people, certain circumstances, and to keep me humble. So.
And you know, the interesting thing is, you know, I just love it when your PR person said she has created her gorgeous physique, but you're beautiful on the inside and out. That's what I want to say to my listeners. And
thank you.
Nothing just happens. I mean, when they see you, they're going to be like, oh my God, you know, nothing just happens. And so let's talk about the role that spirituality plays, not only in your life, but in the lives of people who might really want to live a life of well-being, of greater fitness and higher wisdom.
Okay. I think it's very important. It's as far as my fitness and my lifestyle, so that you guys know, I was raised, I was baptized Catholic. Mm-hmm. Today I'm non-religious. I'm very spiritual, but I'm not religious, and I have no, you know, everybody has their journey, and so, you know, I don't force my way of being on another person, and of course I respectfully, you know, expect it not to be, you know, forced on me, and I don't judge. As long as there's this connection that you have with God, or whatever name that you call God, I just feel it's very important. So I take that into my, you know, part of the meditation. It's part of my spirituality. Me walking through life, I consider my interactions with people spiritual. There's always a lesson. Either I'm the teacher or I'm the student, or sometimes I'm both at the same time in an experience. So I feel it's very important to have contact and with what your foundation is, be that, you know, God or whomever, and make sure that you don't feel like you're alone, because there's a lot of times in life when we get vulnerable, we go through certain experiences, or we're in a place, you know, everybody has their good days, everybody has bad days, we're human, we have ups and downs, learning experiences, courses in life to get through, and so to connect so you know that you are not alone. I'm very, you know, spiritual in that I believe in God. I do not call God God. I call God Source. Mm-hmm. As of today. I believe in a lot of things, angels and a lot of other stuff that if you want to know the rest of that, you can get the book for that.
Read the book.
exactly. But I do stay connected, and I do try to do good deeds, and not because I'm expecting something back, which is very important, because I see a lot of people, they give with the intention to get back. And there's a difference in the energy when you give, to sincerely give and to better a person. And there's a difference of the energy that you, when you give something to someone expecting a reward back. It's two totally different energies, and what you'll get back is based off of, you'll get something back, but it's based off the energy, the frequency of what you're putting out. So I try to sincerely help because it makes my soul feel good. The greatest gift to me is being able to help somebody. It's not money. It's being able to help somebody. And I know by helping them, I'm helping a part of my soul, because they wouldn't have been in my life, even if for a second, if there wasn't an aspect of myself that I that was just like them. So I think it's just very important to have spirituality and do good in life.
You know, that's such a powerful position from which you've chosen to live. And that's how I live, you know. I tell people, I'm not after money. I'm after my purpose and serving.
Exactly.
And in doing that, money comes to me.
I totally agree. Yeah. That's right. That's exactly right, though. That's exactly right.
And so how can people get your book, get your information? And I'm going to strongly encourage all of you to get her book, and Still I Smile. And you have two other books. Is that correct?
Yeah, I have three other books. Yes,
three other books.
I know two of them. They were the first two books. One's Logistics of Leanness, and the other one's Logistics of Leanness Defined, which talks about the weight and my what I call tips, which actually uses. I was telling you this off the other day, off interview, the attraction that I learned before I even knew of the law of attraction. I've been doing this since I was a kid. I just know it works. And so these were tips. These are tips and exercises, and I put in foods, and my route to always being able to drop off. You know, with my pregnancies, it took 6 months for each 5 to 6 months, pregnancy. But it was like between 54 and 60 pounds between them. So those first two books were the Logistics of Leanness and the Logistics of Leanness Defined, and then I wrote this one, and Still I Smile, which is my mini autobiography, and it has more than just stuff about me. This book actually entails something to help you better your own world. I have a section at the end to where it's like for you to do reflections or meditations, depending on which words you like, and you'll learn a lot more about me and my unique gifts, and then 7 Tools That Heal, which is the latest, and that's tools that I wrote up to help transform your life completely. And they really work. You know, I channeled a couple of ascended masters, et cetera, to write this book, and it came out with some great tools and information to help transform the lives of us all. So,
well, what is your website or your blog information?
Oh, the blog, it's Lee. Oh, it's just my name.com, but I know that name is very long.
You better spell that name, Lee.
Okay, it's LeeHickombottom.com. So it's just my name.com, LeeHickombottom.com. From there, you'll see a couple. You should be able to go through a couple of the links, and it'll have my blogs, which I try to keep updated. I've been writing those since 2005 or 6 as well. And you'll see a couple of books. Amazon has my books. All you have to do is probably put in my name in the Amazon store and hit books, and it should pull up all 4 of them, actually. So that's a nice way. And you can email me from my website as well.
Wow. And I'm going to strongly encourage you, if you want to release, I don't believe in losing, because if you're losing, you can find it. But if you want to release from the inside out, and I believe everything happens that way, I'm going to strongly encourage that you get her book. I mean, go online and just look at her body and stare at her and said, you have 4 children? I don't even see a stomach. All I see are muscles. And obviously this woman is gifted, and she really has a clear understanding of life and working from the inside out. So go to her website now really get her a book. And so, Lee, we have about 5 minutes.
Okay.
What would you like to say in closing to people all over the world?
Just to have a greater love for yourself. We see so much that society wants us to look like this, or society says we should feel like this. But what's important is how we are inside, connected with our own being inside, how we resonate with how we feel we should feel. I feel today I shouldn't smile, so I'm not going to smile because society says I should smile all day. It's about loving. Okay, so you have a little bit of weight. So you have a scar. So you're missing some hair. You're still beautiful. And the little things that we take for granted, someone else is really wishing that they had, because while we're complaining about something little, there are people with major issues this lifetime. Life lessons, going through serious diseases and experiences in life, if that alone isn't enough to get you to appreciate your own life, your own being, I mean, nothing else will. But to be the most successful in life, in any aspect of your life, you have to have a solid foundation. That foundation of love is what's going to build your empire of everything else based off of love, and it grows from there.
So powerful. Lee Hickenbottom, I am so grateful to God that our paths have been divinely connected. And thank you so much for being a powerful guest.
Thank you. I'm so honored for you having me on the show. I really appreciate the time.
You're so
again.
Welcome.
You're amazing.
Thank you. I'm just a reflection of you, my sister. Well, once again, this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. Of course, you guys know that you can email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And of course, my website is fulfillingyourpurpose.com. And as I say every week, God loves you. I love you. And remember this, and don't ever forget it. The best is yet to come. You better believe it.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance will be back next week with another inspirational show. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com or send Constance an email at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.